Kasabian on 2FM. The last thing I heard before I put my headphones on was Tom saying, no swearing.
Can Tom, I just say that as Kasabian? Easy.
That's on the new album, Tom, right?
Yes, my friend. Yeah.
So listen, it's great to have you in the studio.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. It's a lovely, relaxed environment, isn't it?
And for people who haven't heard Tom talking before or in a long time, he has a bit of dental problem at the moment. Tell us about it, Tom.
I had a packet of Tato's last night, and my filling cracked, and it's now sticking into my tongue.
Right.
So if anyone's out there, can emergency, please help me.
I actually could have saw my best friend, or one of my friends is a dentist. Oh, I was only there yesterday afternoon, turning around the corner.
I think I'm going straight off to
She's a friend of the show. She'd be listening.
Wow.
So
please,
yeah, we'll send you
me.
Around. Edna Thomas on the way.
Just a new filling, quickly. It's annoying, though.
How are you going to fit that in when you've just flown into Ireland for, I presume, a day?
I'm talking
promo.
All day. That's what it keeps rubbing now as I'm talking, you know. It's like, ooh, you know.
How were your first interview today?
Pardon, how was it? I was a bit hungover, you know, but you know, it was lovely. I think it was about 9:30, but everything's been good, thanks, man.
Did you fly in today or last night?
No, I flew in last night. We had a bit of steak meal and a few
bevies.
Yeah, you know, so I think I was in bed for half 10. I'm tired. I got a 2-year-old daughter.
Hang on a second. You're a rock and roll star and you're in bed at half 10?
I've got a 2-year-old, mate.
Right, okay.
A little baby daughter.
Yeah,
yes.
I have 2 7-year-olds and a 9-month-old.
There you go.
So
you've been through it, man.
I feel your pain.
No more children for me, my friend.
No, not me either.
Pack it in. Put it away.
Hang the big fella up.
At least it works, you know.
Anyway, Tom, so tell us, you're in Dublin. Yes. What are you promoting at the moment?
I'm just promoting our record, and we're playing the O2 in, I think it's December the...
Do you know when I can say December the 8th?
Sorry, December the 8th.
There
sad
you go.
That, isn't it? I had to look at the bloody computer.
There
screen,
you
yeah.
go.
Yeah,
look.
December the 8th. So, yeah, the O2 Arena. Please come along and see us if you want to.
How's the summer been so far, gig-wise?
Yeah, it's been wonderful, thank you. Yeah, we did a massive show in Leicester, Victoria Park, and then we had Glastonbury, which was... Yeah, man, well, you know what it's like. Some of these moments are wonderful. You know, we've been together 15 years. We gave our lives to rock and roll, right?
Yeah.
And this moment come to headline the Pyramid stage and close it. And there was a lot of people, they shouldn't be doing that. Who are they? And we just killed it. It was ours.
To be honest, whoever headlines every year, everyone's always giving out. Doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what they expect, you know. Like, they had Arcade Fire and Metallica. Metallica got a bad time, you know. Who are they? But they did their, gig, you know, and we did it and we took over.
If you were going to pick someone other than yourselves to headline, who would you pick?
Westlife.
Oh, Westlife, yeah.
Hey!
Bloody hell, yeah. You've got to get Brian back, though, haven't you? He won't do it, though, will he? He's too much into TV.
We haven't asked him. He wants to come back.
He's not involved. He likes TV, doesn't he? He don't care anymore.
I thought he was coming over to your house too. He's doing a new cookery show.
Oh, really? Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah. Four
have
o'clock.
You done the cookery show?
No, that'd be silly. You're crazy,
I'd love
man.
To see that. That's something I'd love to see.
Yeah,
so, Glastonbury for you must have been the pinnacle.
Bro, it was a wonderful moment. It was emotional because, you know, the build-up, it's kind of like a boxing match. It's looming and the build-up and... And I said to the band, you know, just enjoy it because we probably won't play for another 10 years. I'll be old and fat and grey then, you know what I mean?
So
but just enjoy it and don't think about it. And we did it. And you know what? It was quite easy doing it. I'm not saying that's weird, but we went on and just did our thing. And we had about 100,000 people, man. And we ruled the weekend. It was great. And the best thing was, it was no rain either. If it rains, it can kind of ruin your gig.
Yeah,
it ruins
absolutely.
Everything. So.
I've never
that's a good thing about festivals in Ireland as well, because we don't get rain here. So,
I know. It's unbelievable, isn't it? But I love the rain, though. I don't like the sun.
Really?
My dad's Irish, you see, so I think it's when you're indoors and you've got a glass of wine, it's romantic. The rain's hitting the window. Sorry, that sounds a bit sad, but
no,
he's in bed at 10:30 and he's an old romantic.
Sad,
this is not the Tom I was expecting.
No, mate, it's a sad Tom, isn't it? Sad, really, isn't it?
I've just never heard anyone say I love the rain. Before.
I do love the rain. It's beautiful, man.
Do you go on sun holidays then? No,
I don't like the sun. I'm grumpy git. I sit in the shade and read. You know,
big hat on you.
Yeah, of course I do. Yeah, look at me. I'm like a milk bottle. You know.
He goes on rain holidays. Okay. Tom, I want to ask you, what do you think of the music scene, the British music scene at the moment, or the music scene in general? Well, how do you think, where do you think it's at? Well, you've been around since, 97,
yeah,
we could say.
We started when we were kids, man, 17. Mm. And, you know, the in thing's pop at the music, you know, and music goes around in circles, man. Rock bands will come back and be, you know, but there's no urgency anymore. There's exposure everywhere, you know, like... you had to go out and do it on your own, promoing gigs, right? Yeah. And we had to get in a van, you know, and tour England and work your ass off to get where you are, yeah. You know. Now it's just media, there's internet, so it's overexposure, you know. And kids download, you know, songs and just throw them away, man. It's not as valuable as it used to be. Rock and roll isn't, or music, yeah, in terms of selling CDs, yeah, and stuff, but I don't know, man. I mean, you've got the Arctic Monkeys, you know, they've been amazing. We're still around, you know, and rock and roll will come back. But at the minute, it's pop. Look at One Direction. They rule, yeah, the world, man. That's, yeah, crazy. Do, yeah, you know what I mean?
I know you're a, yeah, fan as well.
I hope my daughter doesn't like them, you know what I mean? But that's the way it is. What can I do, you know?
So you're not a fan of One Direction?
Now, listen, they do what they're doing. I'm very pleased for them, what they're doing. They're all right. They're only young kids, man. Yeah, you know, yeah. I know they're tattooed up now and they're quite getting a bit older and they've got a bit of facial hair and stuff. But no, fair play to them, man. But as long as my daughter doesn't like them, I'm not bothered. but no, honestly, no, they've grafted and worked hard, so I can't knock, yeah, it, man. I'm 33, man. Come on, you know, I can't want to moan anymore. Too old.
Have you ever caught yourself though singing a pop song over the years?
Not yours.
Yay! Oh, I was this morning. That's
can't
what I said
that
to him.
I'm the fool again. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Have you got a favourite Westlife song?
That one.
That's cool, yeah, again, isn't it?
I like the Christmas one you did.
Which one was that?
I Have a Dream. Yeah. What is it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll have a cover. Yeah. You're taking the mickey now.
No,
right?
I'm not taking
Don't
the mickey.
Don't take the mickey on my show. Oh, how dare you?
You've asked me here as a guest.
Actually, Jenny woke up this morning singing Seasons in the Sun.
Yeah, wow. Ask me why.
I bet you love that, don't you?
Yeah, well, I didn't wake up together now. You know, she does. We don't live together.
Thank God.
Keep it in the family.
Tom, we want to play a game. We
yes, my friend.
And we have prizes to give you if you get some of these questions right. Yeah. The game is called Real Band or Fake Band.
Yes.
Okay. So we've got some real band names and some fake band names.
Okay.
So we thought nobody better to play this than you.
Okay.
Because you've been around since 97. Yeah. Rock and roll star.
Rock and roll, yeah.
Okay, you're an old romantic,
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you ready? Okay.
Have we got our little bings and clicks?
I have the bings.
Whenever, okay, and we get a little tension bed going as well.
God, you're trolling all at me this morning.
Now we've got some really nice prizes for you. If you get a clean sweep, though, I'll get you a free filling for your tooth.
Yeah. And you can't, if you get them wrong, you can't blame you.
I didn't mean to put the extra pressure
on
you now.
It's cool.
You all right? Okay.
You ready? Compose yourself. Okay, the first one is, real or fake is what you have to say. You ready?
Okay.
The fact of the matter is that real or fake? The
fake.
Fact of the matter is.
It's fake.
It is fake. Well done. Hang on a second.
Okay, you
just
get a prize.
Just for getting that right, you get a prize.
Oh, thank
you. It's a purple snack bar.
I love them. Yeah,
I'm only going to give you a little bit of it. There
thank
you go. Don't drop it.
Okay,
careful
right.
Care for that too.
Yeah. Okay.
Your next band.
Thank you.
Cloud Nothings.
Real.
I don't mean to say it, but you're on fire.
That's it.
Hey!
Come on, Jenny.
Pack it in.
Okay, next one. St. Paul and the Broken Bones.
Real.
He's good.
God, where did we get you from?
Panda.
Real. What was that noise then? What?
Yeah, she does that a lot. Actually, can you get us that scene too? Can you go to that same dentist? Okay. The next one is Book Us.
Exclamation
fake.
Mark.
Book it is. Come on, man.
Book us.
Sake.
Daka Braka.
Fake.
They're from Ukraine.
Bit cocky that was, wasn't it?
You even had the raised fist and everything. You were like Sergio after the goal. Drive-by Truckers.
That's real, isn't it?
That's real.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They're an alternative country southern rock band from Athens.
Strange band, but go on.
Okay, so Teo and the Get Down, Stay Down.
That's a horrible name. Is it fake? It's not real.
That's
come
real.
On, man.
An alternative rock band from San Francisco.
Well, no, I could have mispronounced it, to be fair. Who knows?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, right.
Blackberry Smoke.
Real, isn't it? That's got
country band from Atlanta.
Yeah, lovely band. Known very well.
You liar. That's very show, but yeah.
Sad,
good,
isn't it?
Good friends of ours.
Blackberry Pearl.
Real. I can't get them all, man. Come on.
The next one, I'm sorry. You wrote
the next
this,
one's horrendous.
The next one is so easy.
You ready?
Go on.
First Aid Kit.
real.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have
put that on the list.
Wow.
So can you imagine that moment when you're sitting around with the lads and you go, listen, we need a good, strong name for this band.
Sorry, Westlife. And then,
Oh. Rockstar comes in and now all of a sudden, see when you're gone, she's all over me. Like, yeah.
What was it before Westlife?
It was Westside.
Westside?
Westside.
Yeah. And you know what? We couldn't use Westside because of...
TQ had that song.
There was a couple of American rappers that had it. There was actually a skip company in Ireland called Westside.
You weren't allowed it?
Weren't allowed it.
What was he doing? Panicking?
He was. And so was Simon Cowell. So we sat around. You know what we came up with? West High. Or Westlife.
West High.
I wanted West High.
Right.
Is that not cool?
I'd say it could
the lads right. felt it was like a high school band or
I was thinking
in America.
I was thinking
boys,
of a different
the boys
kind.
Didn't agree with you then, though.
No, I was
did you upset Brian?
Yeah, that's why he left.
I like Brian, man. Right.
You know, do you know
cool.
Brian?
I've never met him, but I like him. He's cool.
Why?
Man. I don't know. He's doing well, man. He's TV man now, isn't he? Cooking and stuff, so fair play to him. He seems all right. Do you get on well with him? Good,
yeah, no,
good.
We do. We all get
you
on.
You don't all hate each other,
not
do you?
Not at all.
Good,
no.
Good, good,
don't good. Believe what you read. Okay. Slightly stupid.
That's unbelievable. It's fake, that is. Come on, man. Come
sorry,
on,
Tom.
Man.
Sorry, that's real. Right.
White denim.
Real.
Goat.
Real.
This is a band name.
Fake. Oh, wow.
Well done.
Break Science.
Real.
You know them? You know them?
Yeah, I know them, yeah.
Okay.
Know them well.
Could
yeah.
you lend me some sugar? Question mark.
That's a lie. Fake. Come off it.
Carolina Chocolate Drops. Or Carolina Chocolate Drops.
Probably real.
Oh,
knowing
yes,
them straight
it is
people.
Indeed.
Yeah. Funfetti and the Sorry Charlies.
Real.
We're going to set up a band called that. I like it.
And the last one.
Go on.
Oh, I'm glad you got this.
I don't know how to say
one.
This. And Licky Licky.
Real.
Is it?
Yeah, what?
No. Anyway.
You had to look twice,
yeah,
didn't you?
Anyway, there's your prizes. Purple snack bar.
Oh,
hang on.
You are a gentleman.
A yellow snack bar. And a yellow
Let's
snack
get my
bar.
Teeth sorted. You're throwing
there.
Chocolate at me, ain't you?
We'll get you the filling and then you can have those later on.
Listen, I had a wonderful time. Thank you
no,
very much.
No, you're not finished.
You
stayed until 2 o'clock.
Oh, right. I'm here till then, am I?
Right, yeah. Have you any more questions? Tom, was there anything else you'd like to say to Irish fans? You're coming on the 8th of December to the
O2. Yeah, just I love you all dearly and I'll see you on the 8th.
May I ask a question? Because
yes,
I did read this and I don't know if it's true. Is it true that you have a real life size E.T. in your house?
I've got an E.T. in my house because it's my favourite film as a kid.
I've got
the Elliot bike with the basket on. No, I swear
really?
To God, yeah.
Have you ever cycled that around the streets?
I'm going to do it. I'm going to actually. My missus went, don't do it, it's sad. But I went, no. When it comes to Halloween, I think I'm going to put Mimi in there with a blanket over her.
Yeah.
I'll take her around the...
I love that film.
Yeah,
that's
brilliant. Listen, don't... Yeah.
Actually, listen to Jenny's version of E.T.
Oh, no, I'm trying to think now. I need something
to say.
Be
good, Jenny. Don't let us down.
Oh my
Isn't
god,
that
that's perverted, isn't it?
That's how I spend my evenings.
Is that how you do it?
Yeah. No. Okay.
Right. Okay, Tom. It's been emotional.
Brother, thank you very much
thank
for
you
having
very
me.
Much.
Thanks for your time, pal.
So the O2 Dublin, Monday the 8th of December, and we'll get you that filling sorted as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Tom. We'll see you guys very, very soon. This is Empire from Kasabian on 2FM.